think it's fair to say, in terms of pre-season activity, certainly it's been one of the busiest in many years for Finn Harps. You've been extremely busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of phone calls, a lot of people met along the way, Chris. That doesn't always, you know, that certainly mean that people want to come into the club. But look, we've got a couple in on loan, and we'll see where that gets us, Chris.
And let's just go through some of the people who have come, including Rory Keating back with the club for another spell. And perhaps one of the areas that the club has struggled has been getting the goals the last couple of seasons. And you were very anxious to strengthen the strike force.
Yeah, I mean, you know, defensively last year we were quite strong. At the same time, I think we conceded 24, 25 goals. At the other end, we probably only scored 24 or 25. So, you know, it didn't take a huge amount to reason that. Rory's come back in. He's come back in until July. Regan Donlan, the young lad from Galway here that I would have known, is coming in with them. Still very young, 18 and 19, and really, you know, have a little bit to prove. But we're delighted to get them, and we won't be complaining that way.
Now, there were a couple of players you were hoping to get international clearance on before the transfer deadline. How have things panned out there?
Things are still very much in the air. There's a couple that we're waiting on clearance from. A few difficulties that we need to try and iron out on both ends, both here and abroad. And that's very much up in the air at the moment, Chris. But look, it's not for the lack of preparation and work done by the club to try and get it over the line. But, you know, a little bit of breakdown of communication in some areas with abroad, teams abroad, has caused difficulty. But we know it tomorrow or Monday morning, Chris.
Yeah. Now, you've signed probably the bulk of last season's squad. You've also got some new people in. You'll never be 100% pleased with what you can get. You've budgetary restrictions as well. But overall, Ali, how happy are you with the squad that you have assembled?
Yeah, listen, I mean, you know, there's one or two that we lost that we didn't particularly want to lose, and there's one or two that we hope to get in that we didn't get in. But look, it doesn't always fall your own way that way. Look, we've a bunch in there that are committed. They know what's ahead of them. They know how tough it's going to be, especially those that were there last year. And, you know, I think mentally, more than anything, some of them might be better prepared this year coming around than possibly what we were 12 months ago. So, you know, we'll see where we're at. I mean, you look at the likes of Cove there with the panel they have put together. You know, all the other sides have brought in serious panels. So while we think we might have improved, I think the other club has also. So time will tell what way that pans out like.
Yeah. And in terms of numbers, Ali, you've actually got signed for possible first-team football, what, something in the region of 25 players in the senior squad?
Yeah, we've 19 players over 19, and 5 of the under-19s are signed. But you'll need that. I mean, you know, the very first week of the year we have in Shelburne, with two lads suspended, Gareth Harkin and Kieran Collar out. We go to Shelburne on the Friday night without them. We then go to Galway on the Monday. So, you know, we will probably need and use every one of those players before the season's out, Chris.
So the countdown very much on to the season. Have you learnt a lot? Have you found out any idea of what you think your first 11 might be for the opening game?
Look, it's very much up in the air even now. Like last night, fortnight, we got to Talca Park, and at this stage, I couldn't tell you my certain team, and we take it in then to the Brandywell next Saturday. We play Derry away in the Brandywell in the friendly, and really we'll get our head around it the week after that then.
Do you think we can expect a few new faces for the first game at Talca Park?
Well, yeah, of course there'll be new faces. I mean, you know, there'll be changes. There's a number of people out suspended. There's a number of people like Paddy Maley, unfortunately, that is still a number of weeks off being fit for the start of the season. So, look, yeah, there will be changes. There'll be a couple of new faces in there. And, look, that'll be the way that the season will progress. But, yeah, there'll be new faces for the starting team, most certainly up in Talca, yeah.
Now, the league has lost the Shamrock Rovers B team, which, well, they're mixed views, but probably didn't add too much to the competition. We have a new side in this year, Cabin Teely. Your first home game is against them, so they will be a bit of an unknown quantity. And worth pointing out, a couple of years back, Wexford Utes, when they were newcomers, their first ever away win was at Finn Park. It's hard to know what you're going to be up against.
Look, I mean, Eddie Gormley, any team he puts out will be extremely well organised. And, you know, Eddie has a great judge of eye for talent. So any team he puts out would be very, very decent. Look, we haven't really looked past the Shelburne game here at the moment. And, you know, when we get that game, you know, out of the way on Friday week, we'll then look at Kevin Teeley for the week after that.
You made reference to Cove Ramblers strengthening their squad. And by the looks of things, it could be a pretty open league this year, Ollie.
Well, look, that's what we're hoping on. But, I mean, what you mentioned there, in Cove Ramblers, they've gone through a pre-season, beating Galway, beating Limerick, you know, drawn at Longford, and have taken in a serious squad there. So that's a team that finished bottom last year. They have dramatically improved in it, but, you know, we're kind of hoping we might have improved a little also.
And it's an old cliche, but, I mean, a good start is so important. And I know over the years at Finn Park, particularly the home games and getting the crowd behind you, if you can get off to a good start and get those early points on the board, it really can stand to you.
Yeah, it can, but I mean, you know, the first game up in Falkirk Park against Shelburne is as hard as it gets, and us own a couple of players. But I mean, last year we made a very decent start. I think last year we were top of the table after a month. But, you know, it's not about the first couple of weeks. It's about 28 weeks in a row where, you know, it's a long journey in between away games. And, you know, mentally, I'm hoping these lads might be maybe better prepared this year than possibly what they were last year. Physically, we'll be in good shape with Michael Black and the fitness he does with them. But I'm just hoping maybe after the 28 league games that we went around the country with last year, that these lads that had been there with us before might be better prepared for that battle.
And finally, Ollie, fair to say, in terms of the backroom staff, things looking very positive. Declan Boyle back involved, under-17s, Trevor Scanlon there. You've a very strong team around you.
Yeah, look, there's a good bunch of people there. You know, you mentioned two of them, and Declan and Trevor. You know, there's good people all around the club. But it's hard, and it'll take time, Chris. You know, things aren't just going to turn around in the morning and kick off from there. But it's starting to kick off with the hard work that's been done. But that'll take time, but long may that continue.